Rocky Mountain National Park boasts the very best of what Colorado and the American Rocky Mountains has to offer. Unbelievably scenic mountains, awesome hiking, and superb wildlife viewing. But perhaps the most memorable aspect of the park is that it was created with the driving visitor in mind. Nowhere else in the country can you drive a scenic route that brings you above the tree line and into the alpine tundra for 11 miles, peaking at altitudes over 12,000 feet. And for a little adventure, you have the option to follow the same historic route that the earliest visitors drove in their Stanley steamers or Model Ts on the old Fall River Road. There are many scenic viewpoints, including Rainbow Curve Outlook and Mushroom Rocks Overlook along the driving route, and easy, accessible hiking trails at Sprague and Bear Lakes. Whichever roads you choose to explore in Rocky Mountain National Park, your tour will provide commentary and the best viewpoints, the places with the best chances of seeing wildlife, and many stories of the characters who were pivotal in creating this driving and hiking paradise. Now, there are two main ways to enter the park. Most popular is Estes Park on the eastern side. That's a little closer to Denver. And Estes Park is the larger town site with many accommodation options, dining, and shopping opportunities. Or enter the park from Grand Lake on the western side. Whichever way you approach, you'll be impressed by the journey along Trail Ridge Road. You might be wondering, is it possible to drive from one side of the park and then back to the beginning all in one day? And the answer is absolutely. And you'll still enjoy all the best viewpoints. This will also increase your opportunities to see larger wildlife like elk and moose. From the Estes Park side, there are some popular side trips like Bear Lake to explore, or they provide an alternative if the high alpine is experiencing bad weather. While we can see all the must-do places in the park in just one day, it is recommended to allow yourself at least 2 days or even more to enjoy some of the less strenuous hiking, and to have more than one shot at having a clear viewing day up high in the mountains.